The news is read now by Kate Carolyn.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses in connection with an alleged indecent assault on a child in County Dublin. The attack is alleged to have taken place in Saggart on Sunday. Gardaí are still trying to establish the facts of what happened, and specialist child interviewers are waiting to interview the young girl who's in the care of Tusla. The Child and Family Agency said last night that staff located the child after she had absconded from a fully staffed residential placement while on a planned residential trip. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Israel.
The child at the centre of this attack was volunteered by her family into the care of Tusla last February. The Child and Family Agency said she was living in a fully staffed, registered residential placement when she absconded while on a planned recreational trip with staff in the city centre on Sunday. She was reported missing to the Gardaí, later found to have returned to a relative's home, but absconded again from there later that evening. She remained in phone contact with staff, who subsequently ascertained her location and contacted the Gardaí, who found her. The child reported she had been indecently assaulted, and Gardaí commenced a criminal investigation. Two locations near the City West complex were sealed off for forensic examination, and CCTV was gathered. The child also received medical attention, and specialist child interviewers are preparing to speak to her. A man in his 20s, arrested yesterday on suspicion of indecently assaulting the child, is still being detained at a Dublin Garda station. He can be questioned for up to 24 hours. Tusla says its priority now is on supporting the young girl and her family and liaising with the Gardaí as part of their investigation.
The US Vice President J.D. Vance is in Israel today to meet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Mr. Vance is expected to urge Israel to maintain the ceasefire in Gaza and discuss the future for the region. Fergal Gallagher of our Foreign Staff reports.
Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner yesterday. Today, Vice President J.D. Vance will bend the ear of the Israeli leader. Top of the agenda will be convincing Mr. Netanyahu to maintain the fragile ceasefire in Gaza after the Israeli military killed at least 45 Palestinians on Sunday in strikes they say were in retaliation for Hamas killing IDF soldiers with an anti-tank missile. Hamas denies the charge, and President Trump said the leadership was not involved in the attack, while warning them that if there was more violence, the militant group would be eradicated. The Israeli Prime Minister will, of course, push for the quick return of the bodies of the remaining deceased hostages. Hamas released another body last night, but 15 remain in Gaza. The bigger challenge for Mr. Vance will be to find a long-term solution that would see a full Israeli withdrawal from the enclave.
The posthumous memoir of Virginia Giuffre has been published, in which she recounts allegations against Britain's Prince Andrew and the late US sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. It comes amid growing pressure on the royal family to formally remove the prince's titles. He denies all allegations against him. Our London correspondent, Tommy Maskell.
Many of the allegations contained in Virginia Giuffre's posthumous memoir are well known. However, there are new claims, including that she suffered a miscarriage after having sex with a number of people. One of them was allegedly Britain's Prince Andrew, who denies any wrongdoing. Today's publication will heap further pressure on the British government and royal family to formally remove his royal titles. Virginia Giuffre, who writes of a lifetime of abuse perpetrated by many people, including her father, said she feared of dying a sex slave to the late paedophile Jeffrey Epstein and his inner circle. The publication of her memoir today comes almost 6 months after she died by suicide at the age of 41. Tommy Maskell, RT News, London.
In the presidential election, the Fine Gael candidate Heather Humphreys and independent candidate Catherine Connolly will participate in the final debate of the campaign tonight. The primetime presidential debate takes place on RT Television. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The deadline for the close of nominations for the presidential election was September 24th and marked the beginning of the campaign proper. Now, the end of the electoral joust is in sight, with polling due to get underway at 7 o'clock on Friday morning. Given that, tonight's primetime presidential debate is undoubtedly a key moment in this campaign. The live broadcast, with presenters Miriam O'Callaghan and Sarah McInerney, gets underway at 9:35pm. It will be broadcast simultaneously on RT1, RT News Channel and RT Player, and feature live Irish Sign Language interpretation. It will also be streamed live on the RT1 account on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and X.
The Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland says retrofitted homes will keep the residential sector within its allocation limits for its first carbon budget. The authority's mid-year review on energy and emission data says residential demand for gas and oil for home heating is down in the first half of this year compared to the same period in 2024. However, its provisional data shows emissions associated with transport are already exceeding targets due to a high reliance on fossil fuel vehicles. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Today will start cloudy with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Brighter spells will develop throughout the afternoon along with some scattered showers. Highest temperatures of 10 to 14 degrees in moderate to fresh west to northwest winds.